Last week, Housing Authority Executive Director Gillian Brown met with LBJ apartment residents to discuss what can be done to improve their living conditions. It started with getting the elevators to work, but Brown says there's a long way to go.
They've endured a couple of years of difficult maintenance and deferred maintenance, and I just wanted to make sure that they got a chance to sit with me and tell me what was wrong and tell me what was right and tell me what they felt they needed and explain to them what we were doing to make certain things better.
But what brought local leaders to address problems with the apartments was advocacy, according to activist Nate Boyd, who has been using Facebook Live to create attention.
After we did all this media blitz with the social media, they winded up getting 24-hour service to get the elevators up. And now, as you can see, I believe both elevators are up and working for the moment.
The elevators are not the only problem. Tenants say they are often without heat, mold can be found on several walls, and when they bring up these issues to management, resident James McNeil says they run the risk of being evicted.
If you don't stand up for something, nothing will ever happen. And most of these people here, most of them are just too scared to say anything.
He wasn't the only one saying this.
If they bitch about this place, these summer bitches down here, we'll put them out. That's why half this building is empty now.
That's Willie, a resident who has terminal cancer and says staff is rarely around.
These people, man, they come in here 3-4 hours a week and go before noon.
Jerome Cummings, a retired employee of BMHA, says nepotism has taken the compassion out of the Housing Authority.
A lot of the people got sicknesses where there might be some mental issues. They take full advantage of it in that office. They talk to them and treat them like animals here.
But Brown insists his staff is doing a fine job.
I have a lot of faith in my staff. I have a great manager in this building. I have great staff in this building, and we're doing everything we can.
Brown says he's determined to listen and help residents in need, but for many in the LBJ apartments, it includes addressing the staff at hand. Nick Lippa, WBFO News.